All right. Hi, everybody. I'm glad that you're here. This is Tracy from Pink Pigeon Media. This is the Facebook Beginners page, Beginners module, where we're talking to those of you who are just getting started with Facebook or maybe haven't done anything at all with Facebook. Now, we're going to stop along the way for questions, so you can jot them down. Just to make sure you don't forget them as we go along, and follow along with the PDF if you have it. And also, some of you asked questions in advance, and they were sent to me earlier today. So I have copied and pasted those questions at the very end of the PDF along with the answers to those questions in the event that we don't actually get to them for me to answer them right out loud. So the answers are there, we just might not get to them. So, first of all, we're starting out from the very beginning. So, let me address the difference between a Facebook business page and a Facebook personal profile page. For those of you who are already using Facebook, what you probably have is a personal profile page. And on page 2 of your PDF, I have a very quick glimpse. Your personal page versus business page, what's the difference? Your profile page is Facebook's starting point. It's your personal profile that represents you, the real person. And it's where you are, quote, unquote, friended by people, and you ask people to be your friend. And you can use that personal profile for business a tiny, teeny, eensy, little, teeny little bit. But Facebook really frowns on that, and they have rules about it. And if you push it too far, they'll shut your page down. So while it's okay to mention something once in a while on a personal page, a business page is where Facebook wants you to do business. And Facebook draws the line this way. You can see it there in that blue box. Your personal page is for fun, family, and friends. Your business page is for monetary gain. And it's pretty much that simple. On page 3, I've kind of broken it down just a little bit, and I did this because there are reasons why you would want to use a business page for your business instead of profile page that go even beyond just the Facebook rules that might get you shut down if you cross their line. And it's this. On your personal page, you use your real name and people friend you, but on your business page, you use your business name, people like you, you get to run ads, you get to target your audience by age or geography or interest, and you get to sell a product. You can even put opt-in forms to capture people's email addresses on a business page. You can't do any of those things on a personal profile page. So there really is a big advantage to having a business page for your business. Now, you must have a personal profile page in order to create a business page. Now, if you don't have a personal profile yet, don't worry. This module is still absolutely for you. To create a personal Facebook page is about a 5-minute process. So when we're done with this module, you can go to Facebook.com and sign up for a personal page. And within a few minutes after you followed their prompts and jumped through their hoops, you'll have a personal profile page. And it's super easy. It's really point and click. One of the questions that was asked previously, and I've had this asked in other places before when I talk to people about Facebook, many people really feel strongly about keeping their personal profile Facebook page separate from their business page. They're concerned with clients seeing their personal stuff, personal family photos, and that sort of thing. If you already have a personal Facebook profile that you've been using all along but want to absolutely keep a separateness from your business page, you may consider creating an entirely new personal profile page from which to create a business page. In truth, that's really not necessary. I'm telling you it's an option if you want to do it just for your own peace of mind, but it's been my experience that building Facebook business pages by way of my personal Tracy Ray Facebook profile page does not in any way link me to business pages that I build and that I manage for my clients. And I have about 12 of them right now that I'm managing all at one time. I've created a handful of those pages for my clients, by way of my personal Tracy Ray Facebook profile page. So Facebook's created it so that you can build a business page that is entirely separate to the viewing public. For you, it's one login. It's the same login. But it really is a separate page to the viewing public. They don't know that it is linked to you in any way unless you do something to link it. My personal stuff does not end up on my business page news feed or on that of my client or anything like that. Now, if you still want to create an entirely separate profile page anyway, even though I'm telling you it's not necessary, some people want to do it anyway, if you feel that way, then I suggest you go all the way with that and go to Facebook.com and start from scratch, use a separate business email and a separate business phone number, and create a completely separate identity. Just go full throttle with that. But don't feel like you have to. I certainly do not. Now, on page 4 of your PDF, for those of you who are really, really just starting out, I've included a screenshot of that initial form that you fill out to get started building your Facebook profile. This just is a snapshot of just how easy it is. There's not a whole lot more even after this. A few more clicks from this page alone and you've pretty much got yourself a page. If you are deciding to create an entirely separate profile page, then you can skip almost every step after this particular form that you fill in. It'll ask you for all kinds of different stuff that you can just skip. You don't even really need it, because you're basically creating a dummy profile page to keep everything separate. The benefit of using your existing profile page, if you've been using Facebook, is that you can draw from those existing friends and relatives to ask for likes on your new business page that you created. And that can help beef up your liker count pretty quickly. Most of your friends and family will do that for you. And Facebook's made that very easy, which I'll talk about later in the module, how you can ask those people, invite those people to like your page. So in the end, it is my advice that if you already have a Facebook, personal Facebook page you've been using, don't go create another one just to try to keep things separate, because they're separate anyway. That's my advice to you, because it is to your benefit to use that bevy of friends and relatives to beef up your liker count. Okay, so having said all of that, I want to talk about actually how to create that business page for your business. The very first thing that you will do in order to do this is log into your regular personal Facebook profile page like you do every time you access Facebook, exact same login page. On page 5, I've done a screenshot of a personal profile page for a character I created just for this class for I'm a Gene Coach. This is I'm a Gene's personal profile page. So if I want to create a business page for her, I'll first click on that triangle in the upper right-hand corner of the page to get a drop-down menu. It's that upside-down triangle. When you click on that, you get that drop-down that you see. And from there, I'll click Create a Page. It's the very first item on the menu. And when I click that, it'll take me to a page that will help me categorize my business. And you'll see that on page 6. Now, typically, when I build a Facebook page for a coach, I select brand/product. That's the little one with pink shoe. When I do that, I'm offered a drop-down menu again that you'll see on the next page. And on this page, I usually select product and service. When you click on product and service as your selection from this drop-down, you'll see on the next page that you're given an option to fill out just a tiny bit more definition to your page, like finance coach, relationship coach, life coach. You know, if you're very specific about what your coaching is, this is your place to kind of drill down on that just a little bit. You have a limited amount of space for your product description, so you want to be sure to cut to the chase and use keywords when you create it. When you click Get Started, you're taken to a screen that you'll see on the next page, which is page 9 of your PDF. I made a notation on that last page. You can change this information later, so don't let it bog you down or slow you down. If you're not sure, plow through, get to the next page. You can always change it. So here on page 9, this is the meatier part as you're creating your page. Same goes for this page. Anything you fill out here can be changed later, so don't sweat it, and don't let this bog you down or slow you down. This is the meatier part where you have to kind of step out of your own head and out of your own skin to do this. You need to think about how your ideal client would search for you. If your ideal client did not know that you existed but needed to find a coach who does what you do, how would they search for you if they went online? What terms do you think they would use? What specific words would you predict that they would choose to find someone like you or services like what you offer? Because you want to use those keywords in this description if it's possible to do so. Again, you'll be able to modify it later, so don't get stuck on it. Once you've filled in the information, save it, and your next step is to upload your picture. But notice first, I've outlined on page 9 a place to use the keywords in your description. It's important that you include your website address if you have a website. The little number 77 you see in the middle of the page tells you the number of characters that you have left so that you can modify this and use the real estate well. And I just simply answer yes to both of these two questions that list there on page 9. So once you've filled in this information, save it. Your next step is to upload your picture. For this PDF, I uploaded a cartoon character to walk you through this, and as you'll see on the next page, it's page 10. However, I use a cartoon character just for this illustration, but I suggest you use a real photograph of yourself. This is just a trust-building thing. People, when they see the real you, they feel somewhat of a connection. You've probably felt that yourself when you see somebody's picture on Facebook or other places. The real thing is a trust builder. So if you don't have a nice picture, put that at the top of your list of things to do. It doesn't have to be a professional shot. If you feel strongly about it and want to do that, then I encourage you to put that to the top of your list and get that done. When you upload your picture, click Next. After you've added your picture and click Next, you'll see an add to favorite box like what you see on page 11. Now, this simply adds your business page to your favorites list on your personal profile page. And I always click add to favorite, but you can skip it if you want. You have that option. But if you do click add to favorite, you'll see your business page will then be listed in the left-hand margin of your personal profile newsfeed page. Now, you turn the page and you'll see what I mean. I've kind of zoomed in there on that so you can see it. For those of you completely new to Facebook, whether you're looking at your personal profile page or your business page, you have two views of each of those pages. You have the newsfeed view, which is where you land when you first log in and where you land when you click the home button at the top of the page. And the newsfeed is where you see what you and others are posting all day long. The other view is your timeline, which is just your posts or posts that you were tagged in. When you click on your name at the very top of a Facebook page, you'll end up on your timeline. Now, having your business page listed on the left-hand margin of your personal profile page is very convenient because it's one gateway to get to your business page going forward once you build it. Now, it's not the only way to get there, but it's one way to get there, and it's an easy, quick way to get there. Now, at the very end of this PDF, I have a page titled Accessing Your Business Page that outlines how to get to your business page once it's created. Because when you log into Facebook, by default, you go to your personal profile newsfeed, not your business page. So that information is at the end of this PDF for you to refer to later on. It's very easy. There's two ways to get there, and I've got it all outlined. So we won't worry about that right now. So back to building our page. on page 13, you'll see it's at this stage of the process that Facebook will show you a page trying to get you to buy an ad right away. Of course they did. You knew they would. There's no reason for you to do that right here at the very beginning like this. It feels way like jumping the gun to me in a big way since your page isn't even really fully built yet. I always skip this part by clicking the skip button in the lower right-hand part of the page. You can do ads anytime you want. It's not like this is your only chance to do that. They want you to buy ads all the time. So you're going to see this all the time. So just click it for right now. Click the skip button for right now. And once you click that button, Facebook's going to take you on a quick tour to familiarize yourself with your page that you just created. And I would suggest you take that tour. It's like 5 minutes. And it gives you all the basics of the real estate that you have to work with. It'll help you find your way around your page. It's an easy way to explore your new page. So now, at this point, you'll be ready to dress up your page and make the most use out of every available spot. But before we do that, I just want to open it up for any questions just in case. I don't want to leave anybody in the dust. So if you have any questions, go ahead and speak them out right now, and I'll try to address them. Is it clear up to this point? If there's a question, go ahead and shout it out.
Okay, just a quick reminder for everybody, if you want to ask a question, press star 6. Looks like no questions, Tracy. Also, for everybody that didn't get the PDF, I have posted it on the homepage of the website. So if you go to lifecoachtraining.com, if you don't have that PDF, in the lower left-hand corner, click on companion documents, and it will pull right up on your screen. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. This is a little easier when you can follow along. So please take a second to do that if you don't have the PDF. And, of course, my hope is that you can refer back to this, and if you're taking notes, it'll jog your memory and help you get through to the next step. And you can always email me if you have questions. I'm happy to answer them. My email address is at the end of the PDF as well. Okay, so let's make the best use of your real estate on your new Facebook page. First thing to do is start with your cover. It's like a cover banner. And you can see on page 14, I blew one up. Amma Jean blew her page up so you could see it. It's the big gray blank space behind that small postage stamp size image of Amma Jean that we're talking about here. That's the cover. Only those who manage your page, the admins of your page, can see that little button that says add a cover. Everybody else in the world can see like and following and message, but you're the only person who can see add a cover. And that's going to be the button that you push in order to change that button, that cover. I want to point out one thing before we talk more deeply about the cover. You'll note that there's a phrase I've highlighted. You are commenting and posting as Amma Jean Relationship Coaching, change to Amma Jean Coach. Now, this is so that you can toggle between your personal profile page identity and your new business page identity. And this is a great tool if you wish to comment on someone's page or post from your business identity, or if you want to post a comment on your own business page but from your personal profile identity. You can toggle back and forth, and that's the place where you do it. You just click on it, and you can click back and forth until you get to the person that you want to be, and it gives you that flag right there at the top so that you don't mess up. Okay, so by default, your name and like button and all that other stuff is on that cover. As the administrator of the page, you're the only one that sees that add cover button. No one else sees that. So you want to make use of that cover real estate. So start with an image that appeals to you, captures your practice, captures the spirit of who you are, what your practice is all about. Maybe it's a plain color background with just text, or maybe it's an actual image of something. But as you're thinking about what image to use, keep in mind that you're going to want to add text to that image. So for the illustration here, I chose, and you can see it on the next page, page 15, I chose a cartoony-looking office. And I made it fuzzy on purpose because I only want a hint of an office so as not to distract from the text I'm going to add to it. Now, adding text to an image is easy to do, and there's a lot of different ways to do it, but the thing that I use that makes it easy is canva.com. On the next page, page 16, I've got a link there in the PDF so you can see if you can understand what I'm saying. It's C-A-N-V-A, V as in violin, canva.com. It's free to use. And you can click on the PDF link to get you there and explore it after the module. It's also at the end of the PDF, so you'll have it there as well. I use Canva because it already has the sizing set for you, so you don't have to keep sizing and resizing your images to make them fit Facebook's parameters. It's always been a pain in the neck to do that because you'll go and upload the cover and it won't fit, so you'll go back and resize and upload and won't fit. Well, Canva eliminates that back and forth aggravation. All you have to do is go to canva.com and click on, in this case, we're talking about Facebook cover, but as you can see just from the screenshot on page 16, that you can pick other things too, and there's more to pick than just what you see in the screenshot. There's Twitter covers and all kinds of social covers. You just explore and find the one that you want. So in this example, I click, of course, the Facebook cover option. And it will take me to a page where I can upload my image and easily add text and make adjustments to my image in just about any way I want. Now, playing with Canva is the best way to learn it. There is really almost no learning curve at all. It's very point and click. You can add shapes, you can add images, you can add text to your cover, and it'll just save you tons of time because, like I said, they did all the sizing for you. So I want to talk to you about the verbiage that I chose for the cover banner for Imogene, and it's on page 17. Notice that I put click here in the banner cover, and that's because I want the new liker to take an action right away. And when they click that banner, they're going to be taken to another screen where they can read more about Imogene and her practice. Now, this is your opportunity to fill in the information you want visitors to know about your practice. So when you're on your page, all you have to do is simply click the banner yourself, and it'll take you to a page that will show you a little button that says Add a Description. And because you're an administrator or manager of the page, you have the option to add a description. No one else will, just you. By clicking Add a Description, you're going to see that you have a little bit of real estate there to work with. And let's see, it's on page 18. Click on Add a Description and fill out the description, fill out the space with as much information as you want. I think there's a limit. I don't remember what the character limit is, but my suggestion is to fill out as much as a person can see without having to scroll down. You can scroll down. My first attempt at this, I had an awful lot of copy and you had to scroll down. But most of us are the same in this regard. We'd like to be able to just read it without having to scroll down. So you might want to play with that once you get in there, and you'll see just click Add the Description and then begin to add information about your particular practice. Now you want to use this real estate to the fullest. So you'll see on page 19, although I know it's very tiny, so it's hard for you to see exactly what I've written there. But you'll see on page 19 that I've included, because it's so small, I'll just tell you, I included a brief description of Imogene's practice using keywords like divorce, remarriage, blended family, because I created Imogene to be a divorce and remarriage life coach just for the purpose of this. So I wanted to use those keywords. Now, this helps when people go to Google and start Googling a blended family coach or a divorce coach. or a relationship coach. I can be found a little more easily. My Facebook can be found more easily if I've used those keywords. So you'll want to think that through when you create your description. I also included in that text an invitation to like the page and a mention of her ebook along with a link to her website. All of this stuff is meaty information that is super good for you to put in there. It's helpful in by way of Google Juice. It helps Google to figure out how to categorize you when someone's looking for you. Like I said, you'll need to pull yourself out of your skin and try to think of how people who need you would look for you. What words would they choose to find what you do if they didn't know you by name? Obviously, if they know you by name, they're probably going to type in your name and put Facebook next to it, and there you are. You're going to show up. But if we're talking about people who don't know you by name, it's going to be keywords that are going to help to help them find you online. So you'll want to use those keywords in these places like this. So at this point, we've actually built a solid Facebook page. Now, we haven't visited any of the settings in this module, and you'll want to do that later and make decisions and fill in certain pieces of information. When you're on your business page, you simply click settings at the top of the page and start with the general section of settings and you work your way down that menu list of items. An awful lot of it you'll be able to skip. There'll be certain things that really won't pertain to you and you'll just leave them blank. But fill out as much information as you want to share. You can restrict, put restrictions on it to a certain degree and pick as much as you want. For instance, who can post on your page? Are people free to see your page if they didn't like your page? It's that sort of thing. And you choose those kinds of things. Don't fret over it because you can change it later. If you think that you made a mistake and you don't like the settings that you have, just go in and change it. It's no big deal. You're not going to break anything and you're not locked into anything. I advise leaving your business page as open to comments and posting as you possibly can. That's part of the point of having a business page is to get that engagement and get people talking on your page. Now, while privacy is a concern, for the sake of time, you might just want to read my comments on privacy in the Q&A section at the end of this PDF. The privacy concerns really, at least in my mind, have a lot more to do with your personal profile page and not so much your business page, but you do have control to a certain degree, but we can't, you know, play games with ourselves here. Privacy is not what it used to be, and anything that you put online is likely to be found some way, somehow, by somebody, somehow, if they want to find it. So all the rules apply that you give your kids, you know, be wise about what you post, but for your sake, for your business page, my advice is keep it wide open so that people are free to communicate there. Now, there are many more elements that you can add to your page, like badges for Twitter and that sort of thing. But this is a really fantastic start for now, and this is what you need at the very beginning anyway. Adding things later will come in little bits along the way. I still tweak pages that I've had and have managed for a while and add things and delete things. So it's always, always, always a work in project in progress. But we built this up to this point. Anna Jean is ready to have likers on her page, and she's ready to start posting on her page. So this page is actually ready to go and ready to begin working for Anna Jean as it is right now. So that's how quickly you can have a business Facebook page. You're really not talking about more than a half an hour's time, just setting it up. Even with going through the settings, you're not talking about a whole lot of time to set up a business page. Now, there are an awful lot of ways that you can get likers on your page, and that's really where you're going to go as soon as you get this page set up to this point, is you're going to want to start having people like that page. If you already have a personal profile page and you already have friends there and family there that you have been communicating with for a while, then that's a great thing because that's your bevy of people I would suggest you start with. When you're on your business page, just below the banner on the left-hand side of the margin of the page, you'll see a box that says reach a new milestone, as is pictured on page 20. You'll see all your friends listed there. You'll have to scroll down. It'll give you a scroll bar, but it'll have all your friends listed there. And it's as easy as clicking that invite button, and they'll get a notice on their Facebook page inviting them to like your new business page. So see, that's one advantage to using an existing profile page where you already have a group of people, as opposed to creating a completely new from scratch separate identity like I briefly mentioned at the very beginning of the module. Another way to get likers is to click the share button like what you see on page 25. It's right there on Imogene's cover banner. When you click that button, you have the option to share this personal profile timeline on a friend's timeline or on your own personal profile timeline. And it would be my advice to do both, unless you're wanting to keep it totally separate and have a whole new fresh batch of people, I would suggest you do both. It's an easy way to put that call to action out there to people that already know you and love you, are connected to you in some way, and are happy to support the building of your Facebook page. So when you click share, you'll be given an option of exactly how you want to share it, and you just fill in the boxes and click post or publish. I can't remember which word it uses, and it will post the invitation to another person's page or to your personal profile timeline. Another way to add to your liker count is to add a link to your email signature, to your business email signature, with an invitation to go like your new business page. If you have an email sending service like GetResponse or MailChimp, one of those big services, at some point you'll need to have one that, you know, if you're just starting out, you probably don't want to have one, and it's just something to tuck in the back of your mind. You'll want at some point. But if you already have one, you could do an email blast that way with an invitation to go and like your new Facebook page, kind of like just a little celebration, big grand opening kind of party concept. Send an email blast that way to invite people. I'm about to talk briefly about what kinds of things to post. But before we do that, I'd like to just give another second for people to ask any questions up to this point, just to be sure we're not leaving anybody in the dust. And I've forgotten what the instructions are already.
Sure. If you have a question, you can press *6 to be added to the queue.
Hi, this is Cheryl. I have a question. I'm completely new to Facebook. So in the business, you know, when you do your business page, can you do more than one business page? For example, I'm a therapist as well as a coach, and I'm also an author. So I would actually prefer to have one Facebook page, but is that the best way to go, or am I better off having separate pages? What would you recommend?
That is such a fabulous question. I'm really glad you asked that, because it didn't even occur to me to include that in this module, and it's a very important point, so thank you so much for asking that. The answer to your question is you can create as many pages as you want to. I have about a dozen that I can access from my personal profile page. A couple of them are my own, where I was just messing around building pages for different things. A couple of them most of them actually are for clients, and I manage their page directly from my personal profile. So you can create as many pages as you want. Now, there are a number of schools of thought about how you should handle somebody like you who actually has a number of balls in the air at one time that may be a little bit different or could be treated separately. One school of thought is if you're, for instance, an author, but you're also a life coach, that it does make sense to have two separate business pages because you're really doing two separate things. I don't know that there's a right way or a wrong way. I think that if your book that you've written is in every way relatable to your coaching practice and it makes sense and you're you're telling your clients, you really need to get my book, it'll help you with this, or you use it in some way as a tool with your coaching practice, then by all means, having one page makes sense. And you can promote your book right there on your coaching business page. I have a client who does that. She has an e-book for finance, and she's a finance coach. We don't have two pages. We have one page because she uses that e-book as a freebie, as a hook, to get people to come over and like her page and then get to know her and then start coaching with her. That's how she wants to use that book. Now, if you're an author who's written a very long book and you're making money on that book as an author, hers is just a little, you know, $6 e-book kind of thing. If yours is a bigger, more substantial book and you're selling it on Amazon and it's a costlier book, you may consider a separate page all the way around to promote the book on its own. So it really does depend on how you're using it in conjunction with, or maybe not, with your coaching practice. But the quick answer is you can have as many pages as you want to create, and you can dissect your businesses to whatever degree you would like to dissect them. And if you wanted to keep them all in one place, yes, you can do that too. What you want to be sure you don't do is get a Facebook page that becomes confusing. I mean, it would not make sense for you if you wrote a book about, I don't know, some biology book because you're also a scientist, but you're a relationship coach, the two don't go together. I would say you must separate them.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Good. I hope that helps and answers your question, and thank you for asking that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
Hi. My question is along the same lines but opposite. If you're kind of messing around and creating pages and you're no longer using them or want to clean it up, how do you delete a page?
Yes, I was just looking at that today. It is in your settings section. You have to go to that page, to the business page or whatever page that you created to mess around with, and you go to settings, and at the very bottom of the right-hand list, it says remove page. And you click the delete page button, and it gets rid of that page.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got two more questions, Tracy.
Okay, great.
Hi. I missed what you said about the click here part. What was the point of that, and what happens to, you know, what's the next screen after you click here?
When you click here, it takes you, it's just like clicking on a picture on Facebook, if you're familiar with that. What it does is it singles out that cover page, and on the right-hand side is a long area where you can describe the image. So what we're doing in this case, as opposed to describing an image, we are using that real estate to tell more about you, more about your practice, to direct people to your website, to tell them about the book you've written or whatever it is you want to tell them. That's how we're using that, and that's the benefit of it. You can only say so much in the text on the cover page. This is a quick way to get the person who's there to do something to get more information about you that's super easy for them to find. Simple. Click here. All of a sudden, they've got all your information right there in their face.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Hello. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering my question now.
That's all right. If it comes back to you, we can come back to it.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
Jonathan?
Can you hear me?
Oh. Oh, yep.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. I can
hear you.
Did you
hear my question, or was I muted?
No, we can hear you now.
You didn't hear the question?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I had you on mute. The question I had to do with keywords. when you added the text to describe the practice, was there a place to specifically put keywords in, or is it just included in the description and somehow those are keyed into Google as keywords?
Oh, that's a great question. The answer is no, there is not a specific keyword. You are just including them in the text in the hope that it will tickle Google's fancy and help you to get found. There's no perfect formula to this, but it does make perfect sense that the more you can use keywords that are specific to your practice, the more easily people can find you when they use those keywords to search for you, and that includes Facebook pages and Twitter pages and any other social network.
Okay, thank you. So by using things like remarriage or divorce, those are things that Google is sort of looking for, so it would find it versus other words in the text?
Well, what it's going to do is whatever your keywords are that you choose, what it's trying to do is match up searchers with sites that are obviously about what the searcher is looking for. So if I, as a searcher, am looking for a relationship coach, specifically someone who deals with blended families, and I go to my Google search bar and search that term, Google is going to have all its little spiders run out there and try to find any sites that have anything to do with the term that I'm looking for. So if you've used those keywords to describe yourself, and this it goes for your website, it goes for Facebook, it goes for your blog page, any page where you are talking about yourself and your coaching business, it's going to find those keywords and bring it back to that searcher who is looking for you. And the more hits your sites get, the further up you climb on the search engine results pages, which is why getting traffic to your site is so important. And that's why keywords are so important, because when people look for you using those words, we want them to find you. They don't know to find you if it's not in your text somewhere. And it's just counts across the board, all your social networks and your website, your blog page, every place needs to use your keywords. Naturally, you can't stuff them in there because Google will penalize you for that, but use them naturally and frequently where they fit and where they feel and read authentically, but use them frequently to describe yourself.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, I think she remembered her question, and then that will be the last one in the queue right now.
Okay, great.
Yes, I was wondering if you could summarize again how the ways to get traffic to your site, and then I had a specific question, if you can just invite some of your friends to your site. Can you be selective with that?
Yes, you can absolutely be selective. Let's see, it was page 20 on the PDF where it starts listing the number of likes that you have and asks you to promote your page, and then it gives you the opportunity to invite your friends. You can click them one at a time, and you can skip over anybody that you don't want to include. And in fact, on Facebook, if there's somebody out there that you actually want to block, you can go into settings and block a certain person. And this person then can never see you or find you on Facebook. And the opposite end is true, too. If you block someone, you won't see them either. So any activity that they do on Facebook, you'll never see it. It's like you become invisible to one another. So you have that option, and that's on your personal profile page as well. But, yes, you can be selective. Now, the first part of your question is how to drive traffic. Are you asking how to increase your liker count or how to drive traffic, like, to a web page?
I'm a little curious about, like, developing the list. You usually have to get permission from people, or I guess if you're friends, then it's okay, but email sending, like, there's some way you kind of need to get their permission to when you develop a list like that?
Well, that's what an email service provider provides for you. Is what you'll do with, like, MailChimp or GetResponse, one of these big email service providers. You can very easily create what's called an opt-in form where a person opts to give you that information, and that's your permission. And you can use opt-in forms all of his sites, on Facebook or on your website or as a subscription for your blog page. And then they collect those email addresses for you and keep them nice and organized and tidy in your email service provider account. And then when you're ready to send email blasts to people, they opted in. They gave you their information. So that is your permission. And any email that you send through these service providers always includes a tag at the very bottom that says you can unsubscribe at any time. Now, this is why my suggestion is to make sure that you put this on your list of things to do going forward. It's not an immediate thing if you're just now getting started building your presence online, but one big important part of your experience online is to be able to send email blasts to people. So email service providers will become important to you in the very near future, so it's something to explore pretty soon here after you get Facebook page and that sort of stuff set up.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Is that the last question, Amy?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Okay. All right. It's 10 till 8 here on the East Coast. Let's run through quickly things to post to your Facebook business page. You'll find this on page 22 of your PDF. Now, your business page should stick mostly to things related to your coaching practice. This doesn't mean that you can't be friendly and personable. In fact, you should be. You want to be personable and be that approachable persona. But the difference would be, and I've used this example in other modules, the difference would be on a personal profile page, you'll post maybe pictures or updates of your family reunion and barbecue. That would not be the type of thing that you would put on your business page. But you can put things on your business page that are about you, like you went to a great seminar and you got a lot out of it, this most recent Tony Robbins seminar, whatever seminar it might be, those types of things that are related to your business. You can keep them, you know, use your own personal verbiage, and it doesn't have to be all tightly buttoned up like business, but you do want to stick to your coaching practice on that page. So the things that you might would consider posting would be quotes from people that you know, trust, and admire. People like quotes and people share quotes. They work very well for generating interest on a page. Questions to generate engagement. Ask people, what do you think of, or so-and-so said this, what do you think, or how do you feel about, questions like that. You can post links to your website and links to your most recent blog post and ask people what they think or ask people to comment. Links to reputable, helpful articles that are related in some way to your practice. Maybe you've read something that just really spoke to you that you've often shared with your clients about a certain something. As long as it's a good reputable site with a good reputation, like a Tony Robbins site would have a good reputation online, feel free to link to those other places. Link your ebook or any other product that you sell. If you have a page on your website about your book or another product that you sell, use that link. Freebies like a free session or a copy of your ebook. Memes are a great thing. Memes are visually appealing pictures with text, like that little bird picture that you see right there. When you do a meme, and I create my own memes, always put your mark on it somehow. You'll see I have imacoach.com right there. It's not a real thing. I created it for the purposes of this. But put your Twitter handle on there or your LinkedIn address or your Facebook address or the name of your website, put something on there that puts your mark on that meme. You can put opt-in forms on Facebook, like I just mentioned with your email service provider. You can use opt-in forms on your Facebook page. Post invitations to your next speaking engagement or teleseminar or a link to go buy your book from either Amazon or your website. You can even ask people to subscribe to your blog and include a link for that as well. Now, when it comes to names, these pictures with phrases on them, I use Canva for that, like I was telling you earlier, because you can pick on pick the social media button and it has them sized already properly. You don't want your pictures that you post on your Facebook page to be cut off. Lots of times they are. Canva just saves you from having to go in and size it and figure out what the heck you're doing to make it fit. So I use that tool, wonderful tool. And this is a great way to use your real estate if you be sure that your name is somehow on your beam. Keep in mind with images, though, it's very important that you not just snag any old image that you find off the Internet, because a lot of times they belong to someone. They're not always free to use. You need to use images that are free to use, either your own. This particular picture I used came from my own. I took that picture myself. Or you can go to a free site like Morgfile or freedigitalphotos.com. I have those listed at the end of this PDF. In fact, it's a clickable link, so you can quickly go there and check it out. With Morgfile, you don't even have to attribute the photo to anybody. You're just free to take it and run with it and do what you want with it. So I really do like Morgfile for that reason. Freedigitalphotos.com likes for you to use attribution, which is difficult to do with a meme. But you can use those photos for other things and give attribution, like in blog posts and that sort of thing. The other thing I wanted to point out is that you can quickly edit, easily edit, any post that you do on Facebook, and you can also schedule posts to post like a day or a week or a month or whatever in advance. And on page 23, I've done a quick snapshot of what it looks like when you edit a post. It's as simple as clicking on that little upside-down triangle in the upper right hand of where you're posting, and it gives you that drop-down menu, and you can pick from that whatever it is that you would like to do. You can edit the post. You can pin it to the top of your page so it'll stay there as long as you want it to, and then unpin it when you're done with it. You can highlight it so it shows as a bigger post right slap-bag in the middle of your page. You can even hide it from your page. Let's say if somebody goes to your page and posts something on your page that you're not that crazy about, you can hide it from the page. No one will see it. You're the only one who'll have access to it. So that's a handy little thing to be able to use. If you want to schedule a post, now this is a real perk on your business page, by the way. You can't do this on your personal profile page. What you have to do is simply input your text, as you'll see on page 24. You just input it like you normally would any old post that you want to publish on there. And then you select that little clock-looking doohickey on the bottom left-hand side, and you'll get this drop-down where you can select from that itty-bitty little calendar the day that you want to post it. You can even pick the hour that you want to post it. And I think it gives you the option to post in like 5 or 10 minute increments. You can even post it 3:05 or 3:25. You can be that specific about it. Now, this is an excellent thing for somebody like me. I create editorial calendars in advance, and these are posts I know I'm going to post each and every day of the week for the entire month. And I'll go in and take an hour to just set it all up and have it all be done. That way, my Facebook posts are on autopilot. All I have to do is go back and monitor that page every day so that I can reply to anybody who posts a comment, and I can note anybody who's shared my post. I can look at the statistics and see how it's performing, but I don't have to go in there and post it manually every day this way. And this is a wonderful tool to use. You can schedule posts right inside Facebook just like that, just like what I've shown you. Or you can do it another way. You can use a program called Hootsuite.com, and it's free to use unless you choose a bells and whistles and you pay a little extra, but I use a free version. And the reason I use Hootsuite, and again, I have that link at the end of the PDF so you can explore it another time. I use Hootsuite because I like to schedule to Twitter and LinkedIn and to Google+ and other social networks as well as Facebook. I can do all that in one place on Hootsuite. Facebook, you can only schedule Facebook posts, obviously, because it's Facebook and they have their own interests and they're not interested in Twitter and all that other stuff. But if you're thinking that you might want to add these other social networks going forward and use more than just Facebook for your business, you might consider Hootsuite as a way to schedule all your posts. You can sit down and take one to two-hour block a month to schedule everything and be done with it. And then you're just in monitoring mode and engagement mode after that. So there are other programs. Hootsuite is just one. That's the one I use. There are others that you can check out as well. But that link's at the end of this PDF. Now, I want to mention one last thing here at the very end, and the only reason I mention is I have people ask me this all the time. People worry when they create a business page for the first time about people posting unsavory, unkind things on their business page, which is why people ask a lot about privacy settings, and they want to be sure they can protect their page and protect their stuff. So far, it has been my experience, but this is absolutely nothing to worry about. I've not had it happen since. I'm not saying it doesn't happen that some trolley type person doesn't go to a page and post unsavory things. Obviously, they do. But it just doesn't happen very often, and I've never had to deal with it. And I've even worked a social media page for a collection agency, and they didn't even get anything like that. And you would think they'd be prone to that sort of nastiness. So if you do end up a target, though, my suggestion is very simply block and report the person. And that option is found in your settings page under block, and it gives you the option to report that person. It depends on the post. In some cases, deleting a post can actually stir up more trouble, and it might not be worth it. But you can delete or hide a post and then block that person, and it would take care of the problem pretty quickly. As I said, I wouldn't expect it to happen at all, which is why I would encourage you to keep mm-hmm. your business page wide open until you find a reason not to. Your personal profile page is a different page, and you protect your privacy differently there because it is your personal page. But your business page, I suggest making it open and able for others to post comments on your page and tag you in their page and be open on that page. So it is 8 o'clock, and this is the end of the module. I want to point out that at the end of this page, you'll see it on page 25, accessing your business page, your new business page. This walks you through the different ways that you can access. Remember that when you log into Facebook, it's not going to take you to your business page. It will take you always, by default, to your personal profile newsfeed page. You'll have to get to your business page. So this page walks you through exactly the couple ways that you can get to that page. On page 26, you'll see online resources where I've included Canva.com, Hootsuite, WordFile, and even some SEO things from the last module, as well as a link to my website. In the event that you need further help from me, you're absolutely welcome to contact me by way of my website. And if I can help you and answer questions, I'd be happy to do that. And the remainder of your PDF addresses the questions that you sent, some of you sent, earlier in the day, along with answers to those questions, and there's some little graphics on there to help explain some things as well. So if you would like to, I'll hang around for a few minutes for anybody who has some other questions. I'm happy to do that. So we'll just open it up for anybody who's left who'd like to ask.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was looking at the access your business page part, and I was actually trying to work that out while you were talking. And so I'm on my Facebook page, and I created another page a while back, and I can see it in the left-hand margin, you know, in terms of possibilities under groups or that kind of thing. But how do you get it to appear underneath the triangle? Or would that only be for a business page?
Yeah, it would only be for a business page. If you're referring to a group, that's not going to be listed under the triangle. This is just a page. Was it a page that you created, or did you create a group?
Well, both. I created a group, and then, you know, with a page, a separate page for it.
Mm-hmm. The page should be listed in the drop-down menu when you click on the triangle in the upper right-hand corner of your personal profile page.
Hmm. Okay, it's not, but maybe that's because it's a community group.
Right. If it is a group, it's going to be listed under groups in the left-hand margin.
Okay.
Because those are two different things. It's not one and the same.
Okay. I'll work on making my page then and see if I can make it appear on the drop-down menu.
Yes, it will have to become a page in order to show up there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
And I have a question about the PDF. I was a late entry, and I know it was on the main page of the website, but I couldn't access it. It said not available.
Hi, Chris. You're going to get a follow-up email from me probably tomorrow morning. This is Amy from ILCT.
Okay.
And that will have a link to the PDF in the email. And if for some reason you do not get that, just check the website tomorrow where all of our call archives are. It's under resources, and the link will be listed there as well.
Okay. And so that's under listen to calls about coaching?
Exactly, yep. And Tracy's call from tonight will be the very first one it'll probably be the first one listed at the top of the page.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I think if we don't have any more questions, we'll close the line.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.